In our previous show, we began a discussion regarding the halachas of transporting a Sefer Torah. And as we read the words of the Shulchan Aruch, B'nei Adam HaChavushim Beis Asurim, people who are nebuch in jail, Eim Avim Etzlam Sefer Torah, we may not transport to them a Sefer Torah, Afilu B'Rosh Hashanah U'B'Yom Kippurim. The Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Ayin Amar Aleph, tells us that in Yom Kippur, as they read the Sefer Torah and the Azara, the Kohen Gadol, the Gemara says, everybody who had their own Sefer Torah at home would bring a Sefer Torah from their homes to the Beis HaMikdash, for Kohen Bar, and would read from them, Kedei Lach Harois Chazusoi V'yofel Rabim, to show off the beauty of their Sefer Torah. So here we're learning how serious it is not to transport a Sefer Torah. So how does the Gemara Masechta Yuma say that they carry the Sefer Torah to the Azara on Yom Kippur? So the Paiskim say that there's a difference between a Sefer Torah that belongs to a Tzibur and a Sefer Torah that belongs to a Yachid. The halachas that our Shulchan Aruch is teaching us how one should not transport a Sefer Torah is talking about a Sefer Torah that belongs to the Tzibur. But a Sefer Torah that's a Yachid, we could be more lenient. However, I saw the Kaf HaChaim says that if that's what you want to do, that you want to be able to transport, then we'll speak about this Kaf HaChaim more later, Mitzvah Shem, that you want to be able to transport your Sefer Torah, when you write the Sefer Torah, you should make that tonight that this is a Sefer Torah that should be allowed to be transported. Moreover, the Paiskim say that if this is a Sefer Torah that you're going to want to be able to move around, aside from making the Tanai, this should not be a Sefer Torah that's kept in the Aron Kodesh in the Shul. Rather, it should be a Sefer Torah that you keep at home. But if it's kept in the Aron Kodesh in the Shul, even though it's your private Sefer Torah, maybe it automatically attains the status of a Sefer Torah Shel Tzibur. Continues the Ramah, Hainu Dafka B'Shas HaKriya Levad. When is the halacha that one should not transport a Sefer Torah? If you're just moving the Sefer Torah for when you need to learn from it, that's not Kavarat Torah. Avol Mechina Loi Sefer Torah Yoim or Yomayim Koidim. If the Sefer Torah was prepared previously, and the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't necessarily have to be a day or two before Tzivkat Mem Tes, if you leave it there for a day or two after you read from it, it would have the same din. The point of the Shulchan Aruch, says the Mishnah Berurah, is that one should not just move the Sefer Torah for using it to lane and right away take it back. What does the Shulchan Aruch mean with Yoyim or Yomayim? So most explain that the Shulchan Aruch means to say that best would be Yomayim, leave it there for 2 days. But if for whatever reason you can't leave it for 2 days, at least leave it for 1 day. I did see another pshat from the Imri Emes that Yom Yomayim means that it's sometimes a day and sometimes 2 days. What does that mean? It should be there at least for 24 hours. Now 24 hours could overlap into 2 days, or it could be 1 day. Moreover, the Paiskim say that when you're putting it into, leaving it wherever you're leaving it, before or after, it's not covered for the Sefer Torah that you should just leave it on a table, even if you're going to cover it with a talus. Rather, you should have a aron where to keep the Sefer Torah. That's the covenant of the Sefer Torah. Again, even if you have this heter, it's not a heter that should be abused. It's a heter that was to be used only when you have no other option. When a Sefer Torah is being transported, the minig is to cover it with a talus, and one should be very careful as he's moving that Sefer Torah. He should not go near a place that's not clean. La'atchila, you should have 10 people escorting the Sefer Torah. If, say the Paiskim, it could be transported in a quiet, dignified manner, not carrying it in the street, rather putting it into a car, that's preferable. Moreover, it's also preferable to keep it in our Oren as we transport it. So to review, moving a Sefer Torah should be avoided. If you're moving it, it should not just be moved for the couple of minutes that you need to lay from it. It should be kept there either before or after for a day or two, 24 hours. When it's transported, it should be transported in the most dignified manner. L'chatchila, transported in an aron, escorted by 10 people. There is a minig that has somehow become well known, that if you're going to move a Sefer Torah, you should only move the Sefer Torah if you're going to lay from it three times to the place that you're bringing it. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says he doesn't know the origin of this minig, but I saw that Rav Moshe held that for Kavanat Torah, it is appropriate to follow this minig. The Shulchan Aruch, the remark continues in discussing the halacha moving Sefer Torah, and says the remark, and who Adam Choshev? If the Sefer Torah is being moved for the purpose of Adam Choshev, B'chol Inyan Shari. What B'chol Inyan means, says the Mishnah Berurah, is, again, not something that we should easily do. It's only a situation where we have individuals who can't come to shul, they're in prison, they're not well. Even then, say the Paiskim, you should only carry Sefer Torah in such circumstances if there's a minyan to read from, that need to hear from the Sefer Torah. There are Paiskim, it seems, that for Parshas Zochar, Parshas Parah, maybe even Parshas Shkol and Parshas Chodesh, even not for a minyan, you can move, you could carry a Sefer Torah. The Mishnah Berurah, when discussing Adam Choshev, goes into discussion, what does it mean that we're allowed to move a Sefer Torah for Adam Choshev? Does it have to be an oinus or not? But the question that really comes up is, who is an Adam Choshev? So the Pais can give a number of examples. One is, sometimes you'll have an Adam Choshev, a Rav, a Rebbe, come to a town and he makes the minyan in the home where he's staying, not going to shul. That's an example of an Adam Choshev that you can carry Sefer Torah for. Or another example is a Chosan and Kala, that they're celebrating Sheva Brachas in a hotel or in a home, and everything is taking place in that hotel, in that home, and it's going to be for the cover of the Chosan Kala to bring the Sefer Torah. The most common example, unfortunately, is a Beis Avel, that one is allowed to bring a Sefer Torah to the home of the Avel, because the Avel can't go out, and therefore he will miss Kriyas HaTorah. Or even if we could say that the people who gather together to daven in the home of the Avel could go after davening to shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah, there's always the concern that that won't happen. And that's why to a home of an Avel, a Sefer Torah is very commonly brought. But there has to be a good reason to move the Sefer Torah. The one place that the Poskim are most lenient in carrying the Sefer Torah is when it's for the covered of the Sefer Torah. So the two examples that are given is that it's very common that in Simchas Torah, Sefer Torah are taken out of the shul for many different reasons, either to dance with them in a different shul, to dance with them in the street, to use in different places for laning, given that there's a minig that everybody in Simchas Torah gets their own aliyah, so we need to have many Sefer Torah in many different places so everybody can be able to get an aliyah. So the Paiskim say, since at that point the Sefer Torah is being moved for the cover of the Torah, then we can be more lenient. Another example where the Paiskim are lenient is by Achnasa Sefer Torah. The meaning in many places is that when a new Sefer Torah is brought to a shul, so people from the shul, as the Sefer Torah approaches the shul where the Sefer Torah is being brought to, come out to greet this new Sefer Torah, carrying the Sefer Torah that are already in the shul. There too, the hetter why it's done, why it's allowed to be done, is because of the Kavrat Torah. If a Sefer Torah needs to be transported, it's not appropriate that it should just be sent in the mail. It should be sent by a person carrying it. But if it's a situation where it's impossible to transport the Sefer Torah, there's no one that is able to carry the Sefer Torah from where it is to where it's being taken to, so then one who's sending the Sefer Torah that way, the Paiskim say, should take it apart. Don't send the entire Sefer Torah as a scroll, as one whole scroll. Rather, what should be done is the Sefer Torah should be separated into a separate ureus and sent that way in the mail, rather than just putting a whole Sefer Torah out to mail. I saw that the Cheshukei Chemed discusses a very interesting question. He says there are people who are traveling by train every day to work, and they have to leave very early to get to work, so they can't daven shacharis before they go to work, and the trip to work is a long trip. They go by train, they go by bus, and they make a minyan on the train or the bus. And the question is, can they also have a Sefer Torah on that train or the bus? So he quotes the Kaf HaChaim here in Kuf Lamed Hei, Sif Katan Ayin Ches, who, as we said in our shir, says that if the Sefer Torah is a Sefer Torah Shel Yochid, and it was written expressly for that purpose, then the halacha is much more lenient in allowing it to be transported. And therefore, he says that's what they should do. the sevtar that's used should be a sevtar v'yachid with that tanai. Also, he says, as we learned, that the sevtar should always be kept in an Aron Kodesh. And on Monday and Thursdays, before they're about to start taking their bus ride, train ride, they should bring the Sefer Torah in the Aron to the train, to the bus. Preferably, if possible, when it's escorted by 10 people. And he says, the raya, that we could be more lenient with a Sefer Torah that is a Sefer Torah of a Yachid versus the Sefer Torah of a Tzibur, is our Gemara, as how we began the shiur. We began the shiur with a discussion, these two shiurim, with a discussion that our Gemara says that the Melech had one Sefer Torah which he used all the time that was with him all the time, was carried with him all the time. And we began with the discussion, how could we allow the constant transport of a Sefer Torah? And in fact, at the beginning of the previous year, because of this question, the Rosh Hashanah suggested that the Sefer Torah of the Melech did not have it wasn't a full Sefer Torah. But now, the Chashuv Yechemet says, that if we follow the opinion of the Kaf HaChayim, that says if it's a Sefer Torah of a Yochid that was written with that Tanai up front, then you are allowed to transport the Sefer Torah. So he says that the Sefer Torah of the Melech is exactly that. It was a Sefer Torah that was written by a Melech, private Sefer Torah, that was written with that Tanai, and therefore it was allowed to be moved all the time, because that was the way the Sefer Torah was written by a Yochid, with that, the Melech, with that tonight.